The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph discusses why Geirim today experience so much suffering and pain. If they willingly converted to Judaism and they abandoned their other ways, why would they be punished for that? They should be saved from the suffering, not experience so much suffering. So that's assuming they do, but that's the assumption of the Gemara. The Gemara answers that the reason why the punishment is warranted is for they postponed their conversion. And a raya for this is they want to bring a raya from Rus, Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Beis, in which Boaz tells Rus she deserves to be rewarded for hastening her entry into Klal Yisrael without delay. So that's why the Gemara says they're punished because they pushed it off. Aye, the Mefarshim asks, what are you talking about? Doesn't make any sense. You're not obligated to convert. So why should I convert late in life? I should be penalized? It's something I didn't have to do in the first place. So the Chidah gives an answer. The reason is because when the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, when it talks about Mazalos, like Neshamas, guardian angels, that the Neshamas of all future Geirim were present in Har Sinai. When the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, so if there was a non-Jew who was expecting to convert, he also had a natural urge to join Klal Yisrael, since his mazel was present at Har Sinai, and therefore he ignored his innate inclination and postponed his calling life. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos, Divrei Maaskal Shabasa, which by the way is a raya, some say that's the source of Sher Gersh and his guy, Kekat and Shinoa Dami. I think that's Ritva. So over here he says, based on Riss's genealogy by the Gemara in Nazir, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Rus was very old when she came to Judaism. So how in the world could they say she hastened her conversion? Tosfos answers there were several generations of Rus's family that were omitted from the Gemara, and Rus was actually a youngster. However, the Mefarshim point out, even if you want to tell me she wasn't 95 at the time, but she couldn't have been a youngster, because we know she was married to Elimelech's son for 10 years before she went to Eretz Yisrael with her mother and Naomi, and then converted. And the Medrash says she was 40 years old when she was converted. So what do you mean she was rewarded for hastening her conversion? How do we see she hastened her conversion? She didn't do it when she was a youngster. So the H. Yosef answers, because we know that she came from Moab. And there was a whole debate in the Talmud before about whether you could accept a convert for. So it was a whole discussion. This is appealing to men. What about women? Pen Ashka says, Nachwasi, the Britska Rav there. So he says that the Basin refused to accept a conversion until the halacha was clarified. As soon as she was ruling was handed down, that's what it means, if she went without to. It doesn't mean. So when she wanted to go for a long time, but she went the first possible time. Or, as the Hagos Yaivitz points out, that no, it doesn't mean it's not the age issue, but once a prospective ger recognizes the truth of the Jewish religion and wants to convert, so then you should do without delay. Obviously, if you're not thinking about conversion, why would you be punished? If after that point you start to dray around and procrastinate, so then you might be held responsible. So once Ruth resolved to convert, she didn't hesitate. So therefore, that's why she was commended. So either because once she had it in her mind. So really, one shot is no. And really, in theory, if she was older, she would have been punished. But no, she had a good reason why, because they didn't let her convert because of the issue of Ammon, which came from Moab. Or you could say, no, it had nothing to do with her age. The issue is, once you see the light, so to speak, you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you want to, and you see the MS, so then at that point, so you could be 90, and if you see the MS, you could convert right away, or it could be at 20, but it's not a matter of postponing years, it's at the moment of the idea. That's the HaGoz Yavetz, and that's the pshat in Rus.